Okay, we're up to Kuf Chaf Aleph from Rav at the top. Yehuda said, the Mishnah says that you can't identify somebody after 3 days because the body starts to decompose and changes. And Yehuda said, no, not every situation is the same, not every body is the same, not every season is the same. And so Gemara has a shayla like here, Iboy Elohu. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, the Kula Polig or the Chumra Polig? Yehuda ben Bava is coming to tell me that you can extend the 3 day period for identification, or he's coming to Chumra and telling me that sometimes even 3 days is too long. And Tulsa says there's a third possibility, maybe both. Sometimes you can do more than 3 days, sometimes even less than 3 days. He's both the Kula and the Chumra. Toshma, the Hahu Gavra, the Tova Bikarmi. There was a person who drowned in Karmi, the Askua Behedya, the Bosser Talti Yomin, and they found his body on the beach. They brought him up on the Behedya, in that place. After 3 days, the Ansava Ravdimi Minardo Lidvisu, and Lamaisa, what's it called? They permitted his wife to get married by identifying him even after 3 days. The Su, Hahu Gavra da Atba Bidagelis, there was somebody who drowned in the Degelis, Basku Agishra the Shavistana, right, and they brought him up on the bridge, his body washed up, and they brought him, they fished him out of the water onto the bridge of Shavistana, and Rava permitted his wife to get married, Apumba de Shushbini, Labosar Hamisha Yomi. After 5 days, he permitted them to identify him. He was in the water for 5 days, and after 5 days they identified him. Gemara says, "Iomers b'shlam alakul apolig inu David Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava." If Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is coming to be mako, that even more than 3 days you can still sometimes identify a body. So then they did this according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. But if Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is l'chumra, then nobody holds him more than 3 days. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says sometimes less than 3 days. Already you can't identify him. But nobody holds more than 3 days, then who did they rely on? Eli Amris Lchumra Polig Inu de Ovid Kaman. Samara says no. Shani Maya de Tzamtzi, that since a body was in the water, what's it called, holds the body from decomposing. Cold water holds the body from decomposing. Samara says Lhamris Maya Mirzav Maka. As we said before, that in the water a wound gets even more infected, so it bloats it. So just the opposite. Morris says, "Honey, milahechadika maka." Where there is a wound, the water exasperates the wound. But avahechadaleka maka mitnasomis. If there is no wound, then the body can be identified even after 3 days in the water, according to everybody. Because the water holds it cold. That's only if immediately after they took him out of the water, they identified him. And some learn b'shaite means within an hour, and some learns within 12 hours. Shah means an ona. So there are two gerses in the Rambam. But if you didn't see him immediately after he was taken out of the water, either an hour or 12 hours, according to the two gersos, if the person drowned, even though the cold water stops decomposition, but lamaisa, once you take them out of the cold water, then the decomposition goes faster. Right? Shiloh, also, what happens if the person was within 3 days, but he was in the water and then came out? You also have the hour or the 12 hours, or then you still have till the end of the 3 days. And another thing is that this is only talking about a facial identification. But if you're identifying him by marks on the body don't change because the body bloats or whatever. The face changes. But the other simonim remain. So we're talking over here by facial identification. Okay. Rashi. Rekula polig de ko'omar tana akama ein me'idin ala gimel yomin. He's Rekula. He's coming to say that Tanakhama says that after 3 days you can't identify anybody yet, by their face. Rabbi Huda and Baba comes along and says, no, there are certain times, places, and people that even after 3 days you can identify them. Or maybe not. He's coming to tell me the Ka'amar Tanakama ad shlosh yomim me'idim. Tanakama says that until 3 days you could rely on the identification. And he came along to say, no, there's times, places, people that even before 3 days you already can't identify them. The Charmi Shem Ha'ir, the name of the city off which this guy drowned. The Asku Abehed, Yilabosar Talti Yomin. Right, they took him out and they fished his body out of the water after 3 days to Behedya, and they identified him. The Asku Agisha the Shavist. You know, the second case, the guy fell into the Degelas and drowned, and they took his body out after 3 days to the bridge of Shavistana, Lachar Chamisha Yom, 5 days later, and they relied on the identification. The Tzamtzi Tzomtzim Tzurasapon. The cold water, contracts the facial features and doesn't let them bloat. The Eimanichanos Olinfoach Lishtanos. If there's a wound, then the water exasperates the wound and blows it up and infects it. But if there is no wound, then the body is held intact by the cold water until it's taken out of the water, and then it decomposes very quickly. Like we said, it's machlokas over here, if you got the guy out of the water within 3 days, do you still have till the end of the 3 days, according to everybody, to identify him? Or no, since he was in the water, right, once you take him out, you have to identify him immediately within an hour or 6 hours or 12 hours, because after that, even within 3 days, the water causes his body to bloat or whatever after he's taken out of the water. Okay. Mishnah. Nofel amayim bein sheyesh lahem sof bein shein lahem sof. Ishto asura. The guy fell into water. Whether Yeshlem Sof means you can see the borders, the banks of the water from where you're standing, all around. That's Mayim Sheyeshlem Sof. And Bein Mayim Shein Lahem Sof, where you're standing, you can't see the other side of the banks. You can't see the other bank. So both cases, and we didn't see the guy come out, one way or the other. We never saw the body. So you can't assume that he drowned. Maybe he came out somewhere and he's alive still. That's what what's it called? Asura. Omer Reb Meir. Nofel amayim bein shem yom bein shem sof ishto asura. Omer Reb Meir. Maisa be'echad shenofel lebor hagodol. Ve'olo la'achar shloshi yomi. Right? So you can't assume, even if you were there and didn't see the guy come out in a time that normally people can't live underwater, you can't assume that what's it called, that happened. Sometimes people can survive longer times. And we're going to explain different kinds of possibilities, how a person can live underwater for an extended amount of time. So this guy came up after 3 days. So you see that it's possible for a person to drown and not die. Amar Rav Yossi, Maisa Besuma, Shiyorad Litbul Demora. Rav Yossi says the opposite of a case. There was a blind guy who went to be Tovel in a cave. The Yorad Moshlachrav, and his leader, his guide, he had a person guiding him, right? What's it called? Instead of a seeing eye dog, a seeing eye person who was guiding him. So he went after him. The Shaw Kadesha Tetsi Nafsham, and both of them drowned. And they waited till the amount of time that a person could survive underwater, right? Whatever that time is, it's only a few minutes really, let's say half an hour or whatever. The Yeshivas Neshoseya. And they let their wives get married because they never came up. So they're not, what's it called, capable of living underwater for an extended amount of time. So they matter their wives. The shuv ma'isa be'asya, the echad sheshul shul liyam, but they'll also be other melaraglam, right? People that so a person that they, according to some, what happened was like this: they lowered him into the sea with a rope around his leg, and when they picked him up, all they got was a leg. The rest of him wasn't there, right? So they'll also be other melaraglam. That's how some learn. So then we know for sure it was his leg. Shaila is the rest of them still alive or not? Is he was missing one leg or is he dead? Others learn that what happened was the guy drowned and they went, you know, dredging for him and all they found was a leg. But there was identifying marks that it was his leg. Right? Otherwise maybe it was somebody else's leg and this guy swam out somewhere else. So either way they knew it was his leg. Either because they had tied the string, the rope to his leg to begin with, and all they got was the leg, or because when they went dredging for him, they could identify the leg that was his, right? He had seven toes or something like that. That was clear that it was his, or a wart or something. They knew it was his leg. He had a tattoo with his name on it, on his leg or whatever. So they knew that it was his leg. Okay. Amru chachamim minhu arkuvo lamala tinasi. If the leg was severed above the knee, so you, then he's a treifa, can't live. So therefore, his wife can get married. But if it was severed beneath the knee, it's possible he can continue living, and maybe he got out somewhere, and therefore his wife can't get married. Now, even if it was above the leg, some say that they have to wait 12 months before she can get married, because a treifa could live up to 12 months. So even if he's a treifa, what's it called? Maybe he lived out the 12 months, and then he died. So others hold no. A treifa can live 12 months, but not if he's drowning too. Like, you know, put all these things together, the guy would have a chance, so therefore she can get married right away. Okay, Rashi. Sheyesh lem sof, lekam before a shechi dami. The Gemara will explain what mayim sheyesh lem sof is and mayim she'en lem sof. Ishto asura, shema la'achar prishoso misham yotze laholachla. Maybe he got out of the water and went up to the shore and you can't see it, and he got out. The sovereign mayor, Adam Yochel Lichios, Felicios, Ramayim, Yomel Mayim. Mayor holds that there are cases where a person could survive underwater for a day or two. Doesn't mean necessarily the person can hold his breath for a day or two, but it means that what's it called? That there are situations where there are air pockets or whatever, where lemaisa a person could survive in the water. Ma'ara mayim sheyesh lahem sof. This cave was mayim sheyesh lahem sof, because you could see the banks of the water on all sides. Upali Rabbi Yosi v'omer ishto muteres v'kesover ein lam yochal lishos v'mayim kol kach. Right, and Rabbi Yossi argues, and Rabbi Meir, and he holds that it's impossible for a person to remain, or most people can't remain alive like that. And we're not choshish. Rabbi Meir is choshish for the meal, and Rabbi Yossi says we're not choshish for such a meal that people can survive a day or two underwater. The imishum shema yotzal alter ein zuchshosha to ha'inofik havichazulei. There's two possibilities here: the guy survived underwater for a day or two, and we didn't see him come out, or he didn't survive for a day or two. He came out immediately, but we didn't see him. So where it's Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Sof, we would have seen him had he come out immediately. And if we didn't see him, he couldn't survive, right? We didn't see him come out. We can't. We don't have to assume that he came out a day or two later. Avav Mayim She'en Lahem Sof, Mother of Yossi Dasura. But Mayim She'en Lahem Sof, we can't see the other side, then maybe the current pulled him fast to the other side. He got out. And he wasn't, and we didn't see him come out because we can't see the other bank. Shema yotzala alta lemirachu v'lo ra'u. Minu arkuva lamata hoel v'yochol lichyos lo sinose. If his leg was severed under the knee, he could continue living, and maybe he got out of the water. So therefore, she can't get married. Shema yotzala v'lo ra'u. D'mayim she'en len sofen. This was a case where you couldn't see the other bank, and therefore maybe the current got him to there, and since the leg was only severed beneath the knee, he could have remained alive. Okay, Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Nofel amayim. Bein sheyesh lahem sof, bein she'en lahem sof, ishto asura divrei meir. The mayor holds that if a guy fell into the water and you didn't see him come up, doesn't make a difference if it's mayim sheyesh lahem sof or ein lahem sof. We're afraid of two things. One is that maybe he came up on the other side, we didn't see him. That's Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof. And even in Mayim She'yesh Lahem Sof, maybe if we didn't see him come up in the time that people normally can hold their breath, he still survived somehow. Reb Meir, again, Reb Meir is choshesh lemiyuta, and a miyut of times, things happen that people can stay underwater an extended time. The Chachamim omrim, Mayim She'yesh Lahem Sof ishtu muteres. If it's water that you can see, the body of water where you can see the other side, so then his wife is mutter. If we saw that he didn't come up within the amount of time that person normally can live underwater, but if he fell into water we can't see the other side, then even if he stayed under the water an amount of time that we know people can't survive, maybe he's not under the water, maybe the current took him to the shore and you didn't see him come out because you can't see that shore. What's Maim Sheish Lem Sof? Where you're standing, you can see all four banks of the water. Hahu Gavra the Tova Ba'agma the Samki. It was a guy who drowned in the, marsh of Samki. It's a swamp. Hinsavo Rav Shila Lidvisu. And Rav Shila permitted his wife to get married. Okay? And Agma, the Samki, was Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof. It was a big body of water, and you couldn't see the other side. So Rav Shila was Mater, his wife, even Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof, where everybody holds that she's not Mater. Omer le Rav Shmuel, ton nishamte. So Rav said to Shmuel, let's put him in Cherim. A chutzpah, what's it called? He did something connected the halacha, permitted somebody's wife to get married when there was nobody holds his mutter. Omer lei, so Shmuel said, Nishlach lei bereisha. No, let's speak to him first. Right? Good thing to learn from this, right? Don't put a guy in chair before you speak to him. Find out what the situation was. Sholchu lei. Right, Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof. But you see from here that they wanted to put him in Cherem before they spoke to him. A lot of times things happen like that. People, you know, they come out with articles against people and never bother to speak to them to find out what happened. So you see that there is something to that, right? As soon as you heard about the thing, do something. And Shmuel said, no, you know, let's investigate first before we put it in the paper if the guy's in Cherem. So Sholchulei, so they sent to him the following letter. Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof, Ishto Asuro Muteres. What do you hold? Right? Just theoretically speaking, if a guy drowned in Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof, is his wife Muter Asur? Sholach Lahu, Ishto Asuro. So he sent back, she's Asur. So then they sent him another letter. Agma the Samki, Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof, or Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof. How about the swamp that we're talking about? Is that Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof or Ein Lahem Sof? Maybe he held halacha wise that she's mutter, right? And then how could he go against the Chachamim and Reb Meir? So he answered, no, I hold she's also. He said, okay, maybe he held that this agam was Mayim She'yesh Lahem Sof. So they asked him, how about this swamp? He said, Sholach Lu, Mayim She'yesh Lahem Sof. Oh, that agam is Mayim She'yesh Lahem Sof. So he said, then if you hold it, Mayim She'yesh Lahem Sof, the woman's also, and you hold that the swamp is Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof, why were you mad at this guy's wife? Umar, my time or other hachi. So he says, Mita Toin, I made a mistake. I admit, I made a mistake. It was a mistake. Ana Sabri, so what was a mistake? I didn't make a mistake in that halacha. I knew that Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof is Asur, I know this is Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof. But I thought, even the kavu the kaimi kamayim sheyesh lahem sof dami. Since there's no currents, it's stagnant water. There's no chance that the water took him fast to the other shore. So Mamel, if I didn't see him come up, I figured this is just like mayim sheyesh lahem sof, because he wouldn't be transported to the other shore. He would remain where he is, and he didn't come up. Velohi, and that's how I made the mistake, because it's not true. Kiven the ikagali. Amar Gali Ashbel. Since there are waves, it's not totally stagnant, maybe a wave pushed him to the other shore and he came out. Right, so it's not totally stagnant water. There are currents there. Therefore, what's it called? It's not like mamish, like a big body of water where there's strong currents. But there are waves. The wind, you know, what's it called, makes waves. So maybe the wind took him. Kari Shmuel alei de Rav. So Shmuel said concerning Rav, lo yu'una l'tzadik kol om. Right, that Rav wanted to put him in Cheirem, and Lamaisa, the Rabbanu Shlom saved him from doing this wrong move, because we investigated it and it came out that the guy made an honest mistake. Kori Rav alei de Shmuel, and Rav said about Shmuel, Uchua Barov Yoetz. No, Taka, Shmuel saved me. It's a good idea to ask advice. And since I sent to Shmuel, and Shmuel gave me this advice, let's investigate first. He saved me from doing something that would have been embarrassment to me. Put the guy in Cheirem, that we found out that he made an honest mistake. It's not right. Rashi. Me'arba Ruchoseh, Hokigon Ma'orim Malayamayim. Where can you see all four sides? Like in a cave that's full of water. You're standing on one bank, you could see the all around if the guy got out of the cave or not. The haroa shenofel shom bichdei shein yochel lichyos chai besoch hamayim bubolo. Right, so if the guy didn't come out, we would have seen him come out. And if he didn't come out, he can't live underwater, so he's dead. Agma de samki, agam shel osam mokom. Samki is the name of a place. That was the marsh, the swamp in that place. Agam is a marsh, balaz. It's stagnant water and it's not running water. So that's, he said, I thought that was considered like Mayim Sheishlem Sof. Because you can't swim far away with that because it's stagnant water. There's no currents. If he would have come out, I would have seen him. There's no chance that he would have been carried to a farther bank. Since there are waves made by the wind, it's possible that a wave took him there, though I made the mistake, even though the water itself doesn't have currents and it's not running water, it's stagnant, there's still winds that maybe the winds made the waves and brought him over there. Lo yunif sadik olod shalom bosa takola zuli yado shorav analysis of Shila. You see, the Rabbanu Shlom saved Rav from doing something that would have been improper, putting Rav Shila in Cheirem. Shuvah of Yoetz, Shuasim in Amnichshel al Yedei Shenotal Tietz of Mishmuel. And Rav credited Shmuel, since I asked him advice, he saved me from the, and Shmuel said it was Rav's chus that they were saved from doing this wrong. We're up to Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph in the middle of the Amud Tanya. Tanya, Amar Rebbe, Maisa b'shnei b'nei Odom mechamrim mechmorim b'yardein. There were two people who were casting their nets in the Yardein. V'nichnas echad mehem l'mechila shel dagim. One of them went into a tunnel that the fish had, fish tunnel. Fish burrowed out a tunnel in the sea. V'shokachama, and it got dark. V'lo roa pischa, so he couldn't get out. Couldn't find the opening to the cave. The shochad beiro kadesha teisin afsho, and the other guy thought he's under the water, he's gone. So he waited enough time that nobody could survive underwater that long, and he figured the guy's dead. Ubaba holdaya besol beiso, and then he came home and told the bad news to his family that the guy drowned. Lamacher zorchachama, in the morning got light. The hikar pisla shomechila, and the guy who supposedly drowned was in this tunnel, and there was air. It wasn't fully completely filled up with water. The water left an airspace, so he kept his head above water all night, and in the morning he found the opening to the cave and got out. And he came home. Right, everybody that was saying big hesped for him, so I guess he sat in the corner and listened to see what they were saying, and then he Omar Rebbe, Kama Gedolim Divrei Chachomim. So Rebbe said, you see how great the Chachomim were. Sha'am Rumaim Shiesh Lem Sof Ishtu Mutera Shein Lem Sof Ishtu Asura. Right, because they said that what's it called, that it's possible for a person to survive even though it appears that he drowned. Mar says, Yichachi Maim Shiesh Lem Sof Nomi Lechus L'Mechila Shal Dagim. Right, L'chora, let's be afraid for Mayim Shiesh Lem Sof, that there's a tunnel and the guy's head above the water, and he survived even though it's Mayim, he didn't come out. We waited all the time that it takes for a person to drown. He never came out, but he's not under the water. He's in one of the tunnels. Let's be afraid, even by Maim Sheyeshla himself, that there's a fish tunnel that maybe he got into, and there's air. There's an air pocket there. Where it says, "B'Maim Sheyeshla himself, Mechila Shulgagim Lo Shricha." In Maim Sheyeshla himself, it's not Shchiach that there should be these tunnels. The fish don't make tunnels in such a small area. In a big body of water, there's these tunnels exist. Rashi. The fish burrow a hole, like a tunnel, by the bank of the river. And the tunnel extends under the water and above the water. The gobis faso, as high as the bank is above the water. So there's an air pocket above the water. The Amish Mal is cool. It doesn't fill up completely with water. It only fills up till the level of the river. The person who's in there can keep his head above water in the air pocket. Versus Lechushim Achil, that's the case, and even Maim Yeshlem Sof, we should be afraid that maybe there's an air pocket and the guy didn't really drown, and why should his wife be mutter? Maybe the next day he got up and went away. Okay. Omer Ravashi. That which they said, that if it's water that you can't see the banks, that we're afraid that the guy came up on another shore and you didn't see him. So even if he's in the water enough time to drown, maybe he's not in the water, maybe he's out on the shore and you can't see the shore. Right, when do they say that? Honey Mile be Inishdiyam. That's a stam person. Aval Tsurma Rabbanin Lo. But if he's a Talmud Chacham, then not. Why? Idisali Kola Islik. A Talmud Chacham, everybody knows who he is. And if he got out, somebody would report it. Based on this, in the Chuvas by Agunos, they say that as a sniff to be matter, is that today, where there is telegrams and cell phones, before cell phones, right? There's so much communication. If somebody was alive, he would have gotten in touch, right? Even though possibly he has amnesia, whatever, but he would, or somebody would have seen him and said something. Right? There's so much readily available communication, right? It's like the Tzurmin Rabbanan, right? If he's out, people would know. It will be well known. Here also, because of communication, it would be well known. And therefore, that's not enough of a reason to be matter of his wife. And since he didn't get in touch, and he's not well known, it's not well known, nobody reported it, then probably he's dead, right? That's not enough to be matter by itself, but it's enough to be mitzarif to other heterin, that's like the Tzurmin Rabbanan. Velohi. Lo shna inish di'alma, velo shna Tzurmin Rabbanan. Right, it's no difference between a Talmud Chacham or a regular person. Legabe lechatchila, that lechatchila you don't let anybody get married. But the Eved, if she got married, even by Mayim she'ain lo himself, the Eved, it's okay. You don't make her get divorced. And not only that, so the Shaila is what that means. What the Eved means. The Eved, according to some Rishonim, means that she didn't know that she wasn't allowed to get married. She figured that everybody says my husband's dead, I can get married. So she got married, not knowing that she's Osir, and then her husband, what's it called, and then we don't make her get divorced. Okay? If her husband never shows up. Others say that even if she knew that it's Osir, but she got married after the fact, we don't make her get divorced in any case. Tanya Omram Gamliel, Pam Acha Sayisi Mahalach Bisvina, the Roishi Svina Acha Shanishbara. I was once in a boat and I saw another boat that had been destroyed in a storm or whatever. It was floating, you know, one of these ghost ships. Roishi Mitzar al Tamad Chacham Shaba. And I recognized the ship, Umana Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had been on that boat. And it bothered me that probably he had drowned. I felt really bad that Rabbi Akiva drowned. Shalisa biyabosha b'oviyosha v'dol lefonai. And when I got back to dry land, Rabbi Akiva came and asked me some shilas. So I see he survived. Omarti lo b'ni mi ha'elcha. Who got you out of the water? How did you survive? Right, I saw the boat. Didn't look like you could have survived the shipwrecks. How did you survive? Omarli daf shal svinon izdaminli. A board, a plank from the boat floated by. The chol gal v'gal shabor l'ainenesi aroshi. And every wave that came, I put my head down so I didn't drown, and the wave went over me. If Rishoyim, just like the waves come, the best thing is to make yourself humble, humble yourself before them, and then they won't harm you. Just like if you put your head down with the waves, they won't harm you. So Rabbi Gamliel said, I said at that time how great the words of the Chachamim are. Shomru Maim Sheyesh Lehem Sof Muteres Maim Shein Lehem Sof Asura, because this was a case of Maim Shein Lehem Sof, and I assumed that Rabbi Akiva was finished, and you see that he survived. Then when they made the Daf Yomi, Meir Shapiro, he used this Gemara. He said, what's it called? Nizdamin li Daf Shal Svina. Right, the daf of the Svina, he said, that was what saved me. So people perceive waves of tzoras coming, they should hold on to the daf. That's what he used for this daf yomi. Right, it's interesting, it says that a person who eats by a pidyon aden, pidyom, pay dalad yom, has 80, is as if he fasted for 84 days. So somebody once came to Rav Shach, a bocher, wanted permission to go to a pidyon aden and leave, you know, not to come to Seder. So Shach said, what's the, how close are you? He said, I'm not close, but I want, you know, to be able to eat a Suda that has like 84 pay dalad yom. He said, daf is also pay dalad. He said, learn, it'll also be like it has to be 84 days. Okay, Tanya, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Pam Achas Ha'isi Mahalach B'Svina. Rabbi Akiva now had a similar ma'isa with somebody else. He was in a, on a boat, and I saw a boat sinking, and I was really upset. I knew Reb Meir was on that boat, and the boat sank. So I figured that Reb Meir is gone. When I got to Kapotkia, Reb Meir came and they asked me some shilas. How'd you get out of that sinking boat? The waves pushed me one to the other until they, what's it called, they put me on the shore. So you see over here also that he came up on another shore which wasn't visible. Rabbi Kiva said, then I said, so you see over here was Maim Shein Lehem Sof, and the guy Taka survived even though it appeared like he had drowned. Rashi. Nenesi lo roshi over al gabi v'holichlo. I put my head down and the waves went over me and didn't push me off the board. Yinane lo rosho yidchem yidochem me'ashov v'lo yisgarabuhen. If you see that Rishayim are attacking you or whatever, humble yourself before them. Don't stand up to them. Tom Rabbanan. If a person fell into a lion's den, you can't know for sure that he was killed. Maybe the lions weren't hungry, right? Maybe the guy wasn't appetizing, whatever. Maybe they didn't eat him. You didn't see what happened, you just saw he fell into the lion's den. But if he fell into a pit full of snakes and scorpions, then you could be mayim. Here we always say that's the raya that when Yosef was thrown into the pit with snakes and scorpions, it was a nes galui that he survived. Because normally you can't survive being thrown on snakes and scorpions. If you just see the person fall into the pit, you know that he's dead. You don't have to see his body. Rabbi Yehuda v'Seira Omer Afachafir Amaleya Nechoshim Akrav Neimin Yilav. And Rabbi Yehuda v'Seira argues and he says that even if he falls into a pit of snakes and scorpions, but you didn't see that he was killed, you can't assume that he's dead. Why? Chashinon, Shema Chavirhu. We're afraid that maybe he is a snake charmer, and he got out of there. Rashi Shema Chavirhu Yodeya Lilchosh. He knows how to charm snakes. Okay. The Tanakama, and the Tanakama, what does he hold? He says, if you see him fall in, we're not afraid he's a snake charmer, he's dead. Why? Agav itzitza maskile. Because once you fall on the snakes and scorpions, right, they don't care if you're a snake charmer or not, right? You fall on them, they are not charmed by your fall. Agav itzitza, shedoch on kishomir aleihem, when you fall on them, right, and you pressure them by falling on them, right, then that you're finished. Avagov arayis rachavu, ve'enom aleihem. But when you fall into a lion's pit, you don't necessarily fall on the lion, it's a wide thing. So you fall on the floor, and then the lions come for supper. Right? And maybe they're not interested, right? They don't like, you're not a good course. Sometimes the lions, you know, just had a snack, and they're not on a diet or something, so they don't want to eat you. So it's possible to survive falling into a lion's den. Tana Rabbanan. Nafal letoch kibshin ha'esh. If a guy fell into a furnace that was obviously burning, right, ne'idin alav, you can be meyit. Liyore maleya yayin v'shemen, he falls into a vat full of boiling wine or oil, he also could be meyit, that he's gone. Okay. Mishum Rabbi Acha amru shal shemen me'idin alav. If he falls into a vat, a boiling vat of shemen, then he's gone. Right. Mipnei shehu mavir, because if he falls in and the shemen overflows, it makes a bigger fire. So there's no way the guy could survive falling into a boiling thing of oil. But shayayin ain made love. It's possible if you fall into a boiling vat of wine and you make the wine overflow, you put out the fire, and then it cools off. So it's possible you got scalded, but you didn't get killed. Mipneishu mechaber. Amrulo tchilasu mechaber v'sofa mavir. So no, even wine, in the beginning it makes the fire go down, but after that, when the fire gets burning again, it burns even stronger, harder, after it was put out by the wine. It was this little alcohol in the wine. Once the water in the wine evaporates, the alcohol makes the fire go even greater. Rashi. Liyore yayin, mali yayin v'shemen, rusachas alor. It's boiling water, wine or boiling oil. When the guy falls into the shemen and the oil overflows or splatters, it makes the fire on the outside even greater. And therefore the thing continues boiling and he gets boiled in oil. He can't get out of there. His legs get scalded and mele he's dead. But by wine, if the wine splattered or overflowed, it put out the fire. Even though he can't get out of the pot, he didn't die because there's air. He could tread water in the wine. Because it starts to cool off because the fire went out. Rabbanan hold no, sofa mavir, wine also, even though it initially makes the fire go down, doesn't put it out, but eventually it becomes a bigger fire because of the alcohol. Derech bik bikas shemechabin osa b'mayim lios choseres v'dolekes yosem b'tchila. Even with water, first it goes down, and then the fire, even goes stronger after it regains its strength.